The next applicant is In Tandem of Milwaukee. Take a look at their work samples. Ed, would you like to start us out?
Sure. In Tandem, as you said, it's Milwaukee. Round numbers, budget's around $400,000. The theater produces four full-length plays and musicals each season with about around 100 performances. They hold two or three fundraising events each year, an invited dress rehearsal primarily attended by university students. They employ about 130 people over the past three seasons in paid positions. They have a 15-member board, and at present there are 11 positions filled and two advisory members. They have In Tandem Theater produces 12 full-length plays and musicals at the regular venue of a 99-seat studio theater. In keeping with their mission, they create an eclectic season of comedy, drama, musicals, classics, and new works with the intention to inspire, enlighten, provoke, and entertain. They collaborate with the Milwaukee Public Theater, and they reach deeper into the community by teaming up with production partners and local nonprofits, such as the Hunger Task Force, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Milwaukee Chat, and the drawing right here. They are one of the smaller professional arts groups in Milwaukee, but still attract some distinguished artists. 2015-16 was their most successful year. A lot of word of mouth marketing goes on about their theater.
2 minutes.
One of the things that happened to them in 2016-17 season is it was not as successful, not as well attended, and they suffered a financial loss producing a drama called Time Stand Still, and the perception was that perhaps it was a political production, which in their view was not true, but that was a perception. They came back in 17-18, and the budget reflected that comeback. Their strengths are the financial stewardship. They have committed an engaged board of directors that manages assets realistically. They're transitioning from some part-time staff to full-time. They would like to, at least. It would be beneficial in addressing the challenge of their workload. The threats they see are other arts organizations in a saturated field. Also the economy, politics, and the challenge of attracting new and younger audiences. They desire to be a bridge between small fringe theaters and established theaters, and providing opportunities for emerging artists to work in paid positions alongside seasoned professionals. They talk about having reasonable ticket prices and discounts and other incentives to make their shows accessible to those on limited income. It wasn't clear to me exactly there how they were doing that. They worked with the UW Milwaukee Helen Bader School of Social Welfare in identifying and training, providing actors to participate in role playing. And let's see if I had any other comments here.
I'm going to call time in just a minute if you got one more.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it covered everything. I did highlight the negative 95,000 in 2016, but they did articulate how they this season went well, and they exceeded their goals and regained its financial footing. The partnership with the UW Helen Bader School of Welfare. They talk about that, but I would have liked to see a letter of support. I thought it was really interesting to find it. So part of their, you know, work with youth, they have a they piloted a program in 2016 where they work with ages 13 to 17, exposing them to all aspects of running an arts organization. And I just thought that I was interested how they actually have the students create the budget. They put on the, they do fundraising for the show. It says they canvass their neighborhoods, distributing posters. So giving the student just an experience of just, again, art, running an art organization. Part of the deficit they talk about, like Ed mentioned, the ticket sales and also the political perception and then also inclement weather.
Other comments?
27.2% of the of their annual income is coming from fundraising. I would second both the wishing there had been a letter of support from the Bader School. And the, on the positive side, I thought that the board listing and the board affiliations were quite strong.
Ellie, do you have comments?
Nope, sorry, I was on mute again. I guess this, I didn't really get a clear picture on what differentiates this theater from other theaters, I think as an overall comment.
Maggie, any comments?
Just that I thought that their marketing plan, it works for them. It's not a, what I call a classical marketing plan, but I think it's a good template in the sense that it lays out like a monthly checklist. It's almost like a to-do list by month of what to do show to show, and it doesn't just include marketing, but also fundraising activities and volunteer orientations and things like that. So it's a nice sort of little checklist that perhaps other organizations of that size or smaller might find useful.
Other comments? Thank you.
Did everyone see that? Yep. Oh, did you?